Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Becker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Berberet and back to Runnels, who tags Landis for the out. Moss moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a pop-up towards short. Bolling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Berberet moves to second. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Becker. Berberet moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Bill Fisher now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bolling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolling moves to third. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berberet moves to third. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Berberet scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Runnels moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon is walked intentionally. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lapham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Lapham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. Doby moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Les Moss. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Usher takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Usher moves to second. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Clevenger strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Paul Lapham. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Usher. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatfield moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hatfield scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Senators. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 6, Senators, 6. Bud Byerly now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Usher who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Art Schult pinch hits for Julio Becker. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Lou Berberet. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.